This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taryn,
we're just farting.
With Taryn right now. Oh my God. Okay. So I really wanted to start this one because my friend, okay, long story short, I have a friend named Amanda. And probably
you have other friends than me?
Get out, Taryn. God, you know, I'm pulling together. Last December, I remember because it was during Vlogmas, I hadn't seen her in a long time. And she was like, I know I need to get better at like reaching out and talking to you. And I was like, yeah, you do. And then she was like, you don't do it either. I was like, yeah, but I'm putting this on you. And then she was like, you know what? I'm going to set a reminder and I'm going to send you a meme every day.
That's amazing.
Guys, you don't even know. It's September. I have received a meme every day since last like mid-December.
Wow.
She's been so good at it.
Yeah.
So she just sent me two. Well, actually, I missed yesterday's. So there's two that I wanted to read because I just read them and they made me laugh out loud.
I got distracted. Wait, what are you reading? Memes?
A meme.
I'm sorry. I'm listening.
God,
I'm so sorry.
A meme a day since December.
Okay,
here it is.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Her. You spent your entire life savings on dogs. Me. They're golden retrievers, Karen.
Karen.
They retrieve gold. I did it for us.
Freaking Karen.
I don't know why. Karen makes me laugh so hard. If you guys remember, we talked about the name Karen and how Taryn's name always gets mispronounced as Karen. And so she knows that whenever she hears the word Karen at like Starbucks, for example, she needs to respond
because
she knows it's Taryn.
It's the weirdest. And again, we're reiterating. But people can call me like Tarine, Tarne, Tanya. And I'm so amused.
Why is that funny?
Did you hear the little squeak coming out of my mouth?
You're wheezing. I'm crying.
It's just so funny because it's so nowhere
like,
near
there's
Taryn.
Like letters missing.
Like there's a T.
Additional letters.
It.
It's horrible.
All that's in common.
No, I don't. I literally can be called anything. Tarn.
So
just Tarn. Anything. But when someone's like, Karen, I'm like, how dare you? I am not. So yeah, it's great.
I am not.
We had a caption contest the other day for our Drake video. You know what I'm talking about? Where I punched Haley in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Again, go to our proof. It's
and by
amazing.
The other day, a long time ago.
Yeah, sorry. No, it's a post, one of our posts, so you can go watch it.
We recently proofed it, is what Taryn
said.
So
I was like, caption contest. I had some winners. I was like, don't Drake and dance, when the beat hits you back.
I love that one.
And then I put, when no one taught you how to throw them bows. But what did someone put?
I remember. I don't remember.
It was like
Karen's
first time at a club or something. I was like,
no, Taryn's first time at the club is what they said. It was like with a D.
But they said Karen, right?
Yeah, they said Karen.
Freaking Karen.
Because they paid attention. That was in one of the episodes. Karen.
It's great. Anyway.
Oh, shoot. I had one more that I wanted to read.
Oh, please. Please continue.
You only get 763 chances with me. After that, you still get a few more. But just know that I'm getting tired of it.
Aw, me.
Me. Oh, that's so good. I love a good meme. I need a moment.
We'll be right back. Okay, but I just make this all serious. But you know what you just said about like the girl giving a lot more chances?
Uh-huh.
Have we talked about this before?
No.
Having deja vu.
I don't remember. I love deja vu.
Okay. So basically it was saying like guys and girls that guys will say they're done, but then come back, done, come back, done, come back like that.
Yeah.
Girls will not leave, but give like chance after chance after chance after chance. But then once they're done, they're done. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
But it makes sense to me. Like, I think about, like,
I don't think I've ever done come back.
No. Well, because there's a difference from, like, dramatic breakups. Like, I need time to think about this. You know?
Right,
like,
right.
Typical girls. But, like, once a girl is, like, absolutely not, like, I'm done, then they're, like, done.
Yeah.
That was how my relationship was. Like, I put up with so much crap. And then it was, like, this one day I remember driving in the car and I was, like, I'm done. Like, that's it. And I never, never, like, gave it another thought or chance.
Dude, yeah. I've always been like, I'll give him one more chance, one more chance, one more chance. Done. Like, done. And I'm done. Out. I'm out.
And anyways.
Wow.
Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Oh, you're here?
What are we doing?
Oh, shoot.
Welcome to Unsolicited Advice.
Hello. I'm Ashley.
I'm Darren.
And we advise.
Aaron.
With a T.
Aaron.
With a T.
With a T. You know what? Sometimes I'll be like, it's Karen with a T.
Oh,
when I describe
good.
It. Or I say, like, tearing a paper.
Uh-huh.
Or tearing it up.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Okay. You're saying uh-huh, but you're not looking at it.
I was trying to look for something. I think I forgot to print something, but it's okay. I don't need it. I'll save it for another one.
Okay. Oh, I had a snippet. A little snip
that someone snippet.
No, I don't like the way I just said that at all.
I know. I know. Me neither.
Mark, are you listening? You better be. Are you listening?
Oh,
he nodded. Okay. We got a DM from Grace. She said,
hi, Grace.
In all caps, more Mark. I petition for more Mark on behalf of all Unsolicited Advice listeners.
I love this. How do you gonna get us t-shirts made? This is
Mark.
Gonna be a whole situation. I can't wait.
He's gonna have his own fan club. What do you have to say to Grace, Mark?
I think we should move the equipment into the studio.
Wow.
He said we should move because
let's
we're
pull
separated.
Up a chair.
We're like kind of like a fishbowl situation right here.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
So a lot of times when I go to look to Mark, I just see my own reflection and get distracted by my beauty. Why are you laughing so hard?
Because Mark's laughing so hard. That was good.
Thanks.
It was funny.
So anyways, he's saying we should bring the equipment in and then he can just be a part of it. I'm down.
I mean, that works for me. You could just sit right here. We could have a good talk, good conversation. You could chime in with the advice. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could all take turns.
Actually, I do want you to chime in on my story. So.
Ooh.
TV continued. TBD? No, that's no, TBD determined. Okay. Anyways, hi. Nope. I went to college.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm having a really great day today. This is my second cup of coffee.
Nice.
And I also had half a Celsius.
Nice.
I was going to do pre-workout today, but then I was like, you know what? I need to calm down on the pre-workout. So
okay,
I did it.
Can we talk pre-workout for a second?
Yeah, buds.
So like I'm a newbie for the whole pre-workout thing.
Uh-huh.
Why the frick does my entire body start itching?
You know what? I think the pre-workout affects people differently.
Dude, yesterday I went to SoulCycle. I took pre-workout before. In the middle of the first song, all of a sudden, both of my, like, my entire ear on both sides was itching so bad that I was, like, having a hard time balancing because I kept itching them. Just
I
my
don't
ears.
I think, Taryn's been talking about this for a long time. I'm honestly surprised you still drink it.
Because
you can,
when it gets going, you're like, hey.
You complain about it so
it itches.
Much. So then don't take it.
Is that normal?
Do something. I feel like no.
But the itching only lasts for like 5 to 10 minutes, and then I'm fine.
Talk about it like it's intense.
It's
so
very
I'm surprised
intense.
You still even take it.
Because I ain't no fool. I ain't no baby. I'm tough. I'm grown.
But you complain about it every
Dude,
time.
Dude, because it's really intense. It's really intense.
We got to find you something else then. Or you know what? When I first started pre-workout, I never took a full scoop. I only did like half a scoop.
I ain't a baby.
God, someone.
I'm so annoying.
I'm going to like slap you with my letters.
No, paper cuts.
Okay. I have a tearing it up that I want to read
tight.
To you.
If you don't know what tearing it up means,
yes.
I'm not conceited, but we decided. I'm like pretend conceited. I was just talking to somebody about how like Anyways.
She's conceited.
I'm not at all.
It's fine.
Anyways,
this is a safe place, Taryn.
No, stop. You're making me look bad. And I'm great.
Just kidding. And I'm great.
So I'm like the most awkward human on the planet. Horrible things happen to me.
It's true. I've witnessed it.
And so we've created a segment where people can send in their stories of them doing, so lovingly, you guys love to say, doing stupid things that Taryn would do. So that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Little recap.
If you guys have stories that you think would fit in the Taryn It Up category, send them in.
Yes.
DM us. Let us know. And maybe we will read yours. It's a possibility.
Okay.
Taryn It Up. This is from someone who wants to be anonymous. So here we go. Anonymous says, I heard you guys wanted us viewers to write in stories about, here we go, stupid things we've done. And boy, do I have one for you. Actually, she puts in parentheses multiple, but for now, let's just talk about this one.
Nice.
Okay, so it was my sophomore year of high school, and my friends had dragged me to my first dance. Do you remember your first dance? I remember mine.
I do. I'm trying to think. It's hard because they kind of all like go.
I wore a lavender dress, and I was very excited about it, and it was my first time like dancing.
You
like
danced.
Dancing. It was my first
time. So was
time.
It hard for you back then, too?
I didn't feel weird about it then. At some point, some things changed. But that was my first experience. I think it had a lot to do with the fact that I was new to that school and I didn't know anybody. Because okay. It was just like, yay, this
Yeah, but
great.
Like in da club, it's not like you know people there.
You know, I can't explain it.
You're getting better, though.
Let's
I'm
go
proud
on.
Of you.
Let's move past I love me. You. Back okay. to Anonymous. Okay, wait. I'm just going to read off the same thing I already said. Okay, first dance. Here we go. It started off great. My friends and I were dancing, taking photos, and having a good time until I had to pee. I went to the bathroom, did my business, and got up to flush the toilet when I felt something drip on my leg. I looked back, and lo and behold, my dress had fallen in the toilet.
Wait,
which
what?
Is just terrifying because this is the most very relatable thing for any girl that has been to any dance at school. Having to pee like with all that tulle or like all that fabric. You know how you like hold it and then you try to like sit?
Yeah.
If you're not watching this on our YouTube channel, please. Because I just did this like situation where I pretend I'm holding the dress and then you sit. But like going to the bathroom with all that fabric is a difficult process.
That's true.
So I'm not surprised that her dress fell in. I just know that never happened to me, but I remember thinking like,
I got scared for a second when she said drip. I was like, oh God, what
yeah,
is that?
Well,
and I was like, why did Ashley pick this story?
Felt something drip on my leg.
She's uncomfortable.
I looked back and lo and behold, my dress had fallen in the toilet. It was one of those like high-low dresses. So the entire bottom was soaked in not just toilet water,
Stop
but
it.
Also my pee. And she knows me so well because in parentheses she put, sorry, Ashley.
Oh, I know. I'm actually really impressed with you right now.
This is a good story. So
I'm impressed with you. Okay.
I spent the next 10 minutes trying to soak it off and keep myself from freaking out too much. 10 minutes later, I brushed it off and walked out of the stall like nothing happened and started making my way back to the gym. As I was walking back, I tripped on my own feet.
Oh, God.
In parentheses.
I feel you, honey.
I wear a size 13, so it's pretty easy to trip over my own huge clown feet. In front of everyone, mind you. I'm 5'8", wearing a dress and heels. And I got a little extra love on me, so you can imagine it wasn't the most graceful fall. At that point, I had had enough. I called my mom, went home, and binge watched trash reality TV in my PJs and propped my newly sprained ankle up on some pillows.
Poor baby.
So funny. This poor girl. So good. Okay. It's been a couple months since the dance now, and I've been able to find humor in it. To this day, my friends still think that I left early because I had an early curfew. I just ask that you pray for me and keep your fingers crossed that I don't end up in the ER at prom. That's not as big of a stretch for someone like me. P.S. If you decide to share this on the podcast, I'll be freaking out. I love y'all.
Oh my gosh. Wait, is she anonymous?
Anonymous, yeah.
I freaking love it. I can relate to you so much, honey. You
oh
don't even
god.
Know.
That's like my, oh my God. That's so
funny. I'm so thankful that you wrote that in. I was reading this at home this morning. I was looking up like things to start episodes with, and I was trying to find like a bunch of tearing it ups and just like shorts and stuff. And I read this while I was in my PJs sipping my coffee, and I just
laughed
hysterically because that's just like, that should be in a show.
It
like
should.
You should submit that into some kind of sitcom or something, because that is the most like hilarious slash relatable thing for
especially like where she ended up, just like I'm out
at home,
like I'm out
binge watching TV eating food with her ankle up, like that's like my dream, that's what I do like regularly. Yeah. So like I'm just, it was just funny. Anyways,
oh my gosh,
thank you for that tearing it up. Again, if you have tearing it ups that you want to share, please write them in, because they're gold.
That made me think of something that happened
to you.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's, I mean, it's like not related except it has to do with pee. It won't make you uncomfortable, I don't think. I think I've told you this. So I've never like gotten my own pee on myself necessarily.
I feel like it's difficult for a girl.
You know, it is. But I did one time, I went to the doctor and I went to the bathroom and then went in. And then she was like, I need you to pee in a cup. And I was like, well, I don't have any left. Yeah. So then I like drank all this water and I was waiting and waiting. And then I was like, I was ready to go. And she's like, no, like we need to do this test today unless you want to come back. And I was like, no, I don't. So I sat in the bathroom for like 10 minutes. Like three people had come and knocked and been like, are you okay? Because I could not go pee. So finally I felt some coming and I put the cup, which is such an awkward thing to do. Like I always end up peeing on my hand. I haven't figured out like the correct way to do it. Shut up. So anyways, so I go, but like literally
put it under.
I know, but then sometimes like anyways. So shut up. So I go, but it's only like, it's like maybe like a quarter of it, like
not
half
enough
an inch
for a test.
Well, I was like, maybe it'll work. So I bend over to set it on the floor so I can like, you know, pull myself together, and my gum fell out of my mouth and into the cup. First of all, like, how does that even happen?
Your
like,
mouth must have been, like, wide open.
I guess, but, like, have you ever just bent over and your gum falls out of your mouth?
No, because my mouth probably wasn't wide open.
You are a mouth breather, so that's surprising. No, but it was, like, I remember just staring at it, and then I went outside, and I was, like, if my gum fell into the cup, does it still count? And she just looked at me, like, what?
And this is a tearing it up. Example
so
for you guys.
That's
this
my
is
pee
just
story.
How this is tearing
it was
it
very
up.
Embarrassing. And then I was like, I'll come back. Like, whatever.
Because you already waited half an hour for the pee to come. And then you spoiled it with your gum. So.
That's it. Okay.
Wow.
Thanks, everyone, for. You know, my brother sometimes listen to these stories and they're like, why do you tell humans
Ryan
this?
Ryan made me so happy the other day. Her little brother sent us both a text of him, a picture of him in the car, like cry laughing. Because he was listening to one of our episodes.
Yep.
And it just meant a lot because I could tell that he was being genuine when he said how much he enjoyed the episode. So I gushed a little bit. Was thank you so much for telling us, because it means everything. Okay, that's...
They're the best. Mm-hmm. Okay, why don't you go first?
I'm going to go first. Okay.
Do you want to give us a good
teaser? Let me pull it together. Yes, that tearing it up. I'm not kidding. That caught me. It's so funny. Okay. This one is called The Underhanded Helper.
Okay.
And that's just a little like snippet for you guys to, you know, mull over during this break.
Is it a snippet or is it just the title?
Can't it be both?
Okay.
Sorry. Why you gotta put me on the spot like that?
I don't know. I'm moody.
The title gives away a little bit of the story, so I feel like it qualifies for it to be like a snippet.
I 1,000% support your snippet.
Just cut to the break.
Dang, girl. She mad.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, welcome back.
I was just telling Taryn how out of breath I am because I feel like I've been talking a lot. And I just picked up my story, which is also long. So I was like, I need a moment. So I took a deep breath. And then I was just like, hey, guys.
It's just funny, like, because like we've talked about this, like during breaks, like we don't take like breaks, but like we take a moment to like, okay, do I have all my stuff together?
I usually
together?
Lean back. I take a couple deep breaths. I sip my coffee.
Sip the coffee.
Prepare.
But it's funny, like when I just like sit back and like watch Ashley and like, yeah, she's like, oh, I'm so out of breath, like blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden she's like, okay. Like, and I'm here.
it's so good. I'm, you know, just trying to put on a good voice.
Podcast
for your
voice.
Listeners.
What if? Oh my gosh, guys! What if her voice is just totally different and you don't know?
Oh, like that one girl that
tripped
said the one time.
That. What?
That one girl that said that she got her voices mixed up that
yeah,
one time.
Yeah, that would have been a trip. That
did
been
I
a
say
trip.
That? Did I mumble really bad? I feel like I did.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time like focusing.
When you said "huh," I said, "Oh shoot!" I mumbled really bad in my head.
Yeah.
Anyways, bringing it back to the underhanded helper.
Yes.
Hello, Ashley and Taryn. Please call me V.
Hi, V.
Hi, V. Ahoy.
Oh.
Isn't that, in parentheses she puts, isn't that the most fabulous and underrated greeting of all time?
Ahoy?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever said ahoy. Ahoy.
Not on a boat ever?
No.
Did you ever go on like a little boat?
Yeah, but like
right
I wasn't
kid?
Like ahoy. When
I felt
I
like the
on.
Second I was on a boat, I was like, I can talk like a sailor. Ahoy! And that was no Disneyland. No, I love no? Disneyland. We'll save that for another.
That is not, well, Disneyland.
The boat at Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
I remember all the boat rides. I would just be like, so excited to be on a boat, and I would say,
ahoy?
Anyways,
okay.
It's so not relevant to what's happening
sorry,
right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Isn't that the most fabulous and underrated greeting of all time? Today, I am writing you from a place of personal confusion and concern. Also, just side note, this V writes very well.
Love it.
And I really loved reading her story.
Love it.
Specifically because she just was really good with her writing. So anyways, that was just a little side note for you guys.
Okay.
I recently started college and did the whole dorm move-in dramatic goodbye to the parents and cliche involvement fair scene when I first arrived. As y'all have touched on in the past, this is an imperative time in my life. I'm making new friends, meeting all kinds of people, and I have a butt ton of stories from only my first week. But I'm also on a, quote, self-exploration journey as well. Let me elaborate. She's so good at this, just setting the story.
Ash okay. is a fan of you, V. She's getting all.
I'm a fan of what?
You're getting all squirrely.
Oh, I'm a big fan of
when
v,
you get
yeah.
excited.
Okay. Me and V would get along. Okay. Anyways, moving on. I am a goody two shoes.
Goody.
Damn it. I'm
a
sorry.
Goody?
V would be so disappointed in me right now. I am a goody two shoes to the core. My parents didn't want me dating in high school, so I didn't. I got all good grades in school. Let's not talk about math, okay? She puts in parentheses, girl, same.
Yeah.
I hate math. Okay, anyways. I was involved in NHS, band, Latin club, and a host of other activities. Just the word host. Well done. So good. Okay.
Ashley.
But as I reflect back on my life, I realize that I have yet to truly live it as myself. Now that I am in college, I no longer have to meet the outlined persona that I formed in high school and elementary school. Also, side note, I grew up in a small town where my graduation class was 300, so everyone knows everyone from pre-K all the way to 12th grade. I don't have to abide by my parents' rules and not date or be home by 10. I don't have to worry about fitting into the persona that colleges want a 3.7 or over involved academic.
and I don't have to worry about what my friends think of me, which was just a combination of school, work, and home. In high school, it was so bad that I wouldn't ask teachers any questions at all because I wanted them to continue to think that I was smart, which is flawed logic, I know, but insecurity and logic don't usually go together. Anyway, now I feel lost. You see, I am, in fact, an Enneagram 2. The free test says 3, but I think that's wrong. And that means that I'm a people pleaser. And I am. I almost always put others' needs first before my own, which has put me into a spot of living my life by what makes others happy to see me do. I don't want that, but I also don't want to disappoint my loved ones. Anyways, now that I'm in college, I find myself trying to please everyone, be nice to everyone, make friends with everyone because I want them to like me, which I realized I do that all the time, which is terrible. Talk about a lack of ethics. I'm fully aware that I can't please the literal 30,000 people on campus that I see daily and the new friends that I'm making. I'm nice to the staff members like custodians and desk people and all those other kinds of people because I want them to think I'm a nice person rather than just being a nice person and being nice to be with. And I catch myself doing it like a lot. And then I'm like, what the hell, dude? Stop. I don't know what my question is here. This is such a mess of an email. I guess my question would be, how do I stop trying to people please on such an intense level that it terrifies and interferes with my life and getting to know myself? How do I get to know myself and how do I stop being such an asshole? Sorry, but I feel like the explicitive really emphasizes my point. You feel?
You feel?
I can't with V. Freaking V. She's funny. And change my morals to be just a decent person that people like rather than a facade of a decent person who I can't stand to live with. I would also like to say that if Taryn could put her psych knowledge to use, that would make my day.
Girl.
Anyway, I have lots of love for you ladies. Continue to do what you do. It's amazing. V. Also, I'm not sure if this is narcissistic or not, but I am one of those people who is like, I want to know what the person looks like. Kind of the like, put a face to a name kind of thing. So I've included a photo of my dog. Let's be honest. He outshines anyone in any photo. His name is Zach.
Oh my gosh, baby.
He's cute.
He's so chunky.
I know. I saw the photo. I saw the photo and I was like, I have to print this out and surprise Taryn with it. He's cute.
So cute. I want to hug him.
I want to rub his ears. They look so cute.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Hashtag dog people.
Just a side note on this break. We had a long conversation about dogs. And I was very excited because inside I was like, hee, I have a picture of one in my folder, but I can't pull it out. Anyways, V, very excited, one, that you are in college. I'm freaking pumped for you. This is such a great time to be alive. I fully get you on the like pumped to leave high school ready for college because I did not have a great high school experience and was like so ready to get out. Mm-hmm. So I felt the same way when I went into college. I remember being like, I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to see these people again. I don't have to do band anymore. Like I was like, I'm a new person. Who do I want to be this semester? And it was like this huge relief. So I fully very much relate to you on how you're feeling going into school right now. I do think that is a bit of a high that comes with going to college for the first time. It definitely does fade. But that being said, I really think it's really cool how I feel like you're really wise and you're able to like look past what you're doing, which is cool for your age, that you're able to see that what you're doing is actually like a deeply rooted need instead of something that you should be doing just because you want to.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to hear what Taryn has to say about this. But I think this is a year where you're going to figure it out. Like this is that year where it's like everything's up in the air, everything's changing, you have all these feelings, and then like you're noticing things that you want to change about yourself, and this is the year when you start applying actions and taking steps towards fixing them.
Yeah.
Oh, here she goes with the throat clearing.
Well, no, this is just cool. And I mean, you know more than anybody. I've definitely been on a journey like with doing the Enneagram and learning about being a two and what that entails. Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna just drop some of my knowledge on you because I feel like I can totally relate to her. Mm-hmm. First of all, the whole like need to people please. If you are two and if you are similar to me and just kind of like what I've learned about them, as a two, like the core issue, right, or the core like motivation you're trying to figure out is why you feel the need to like love people so much and like please people so much. And if kind of at the core of it is the fact that you don't love yourself well. Not that you hate yourself, but like you don't show yourself love well. So what you do is you love everyone else an extreme amount so that they love you back. And then in that way, that's the way that you feel loved and cared for.
Wow. Yeah.
So kind of the thing that I'm learning right now, which has been hard for me, is how do I go about my life and like love on myself and like make decisions for myself, even if that means maybe like disappointing someone else. So like that's one thing I've had to learn is like when I come to like a crossroad where I need to make a decision and how like initially I want to make a decision that's going to like please everyone else, but I have to take a step back and like really think about like what I as a person want and what would be like best for me in that scenario, which is mm-hmm. a hard thing to do. So that's the first thing I would encourage you is to kind of reflect on that. Like, how can you love on yourself and take care of yourself for yourself and not just like waiting for other people to take care of you because you take such good care of them? Second thing, I feel like I've also kind of dealt with the where you're like, I do all these nice things because I feel like I should, but you don't feel like that genuineness behind it.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I feel like I battled that for a while. And I used to, like, you know, for instance, like, if I was on the side of the freeway and there was a homeless man, I would feel like, oh, I have to give him something. And so then I would give it. But then I would get on myself because I was like, well, is that really, like, giving if it's, like, coming out of a place where, like, you're just doing it because you feel like you have to?
Yeah, I struggle with that, too.
Yeah. But then, like, I had this moment where I was like, well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Like, in itself, like, you feeling like you should do something is, like, that's not everybody feels that they should be nice to people. Like, mm-hmm. so if you're passing, I think she mentioned, like, a custodian and you were like, oh, I need to be nice to him because that's what I should do. Like, that's an awesome thing. And not everybody has that need. So I think instead of seeing it as, like, oh, I'm just trying to please everyone, I think you need to start recognizing, like, that just might be, like, your conscious and your sensitivity. Like, you have a need to be nice to people. And in reality, just black and white, you should be nice to people. So I think when I started realizing that, like, even if maybe in my heart I felt like I was being disingenuous, if the thing I was doing was a kind thing and I was, like, doing something that I should do for another person, like, that's okay. Like, that's still a small victory. And then it's good to still, like, reflect and be like, okay, well, how do I, like, attach my heart to the things I do as well? Mm-hmm. But I think you need to, like, give yourself freedom. And instead of looking at it as, like, oh, I suck, I'm this, like, fake person, like, no, like, that still is, like, your heart telling you to do certain things, and those are all good things. So, like, find, like, that middle ground, you know?
Yeah, I think the older I get, the more I realize that sometimes things that you're good at, like, gifts that you have, can also be your burdens. Mm-hmm. Like Taryn said, I know a handful of twos, and one of the things they're best at is loving on their loved ones, like people that are around them. They're so good at making you feel so loved and heard and understood. And it's this, like, beautiful thing that they're capable of doing. But at the same time, the more you get to know them, like, they don't treat themselves that way.
Yeah.
And they also don't know how to, like, love themselves in that way as well. Whereas a lot of the other numbers know how to do self-care.
Yeah. No, it makes
sense. Twos specifically see anything that goes toward themselves as selfish, and that's so wrong. So, I mean, I feel like you're so young. I feel like you'll figure this out along the way, but, like, the more time that you pour into yourself and taking this time right now, like this school semester, to figure out what you want to do, to figure out who you want to be friends with, to figure out if you want to be nice to this person.
Yeah.
That is not selfish in any way. That's you discovering you and learning to work with your gifts and stuff like that. On a side note, while Taryn was talking, I got so caught up in my head because there is this podcast that I listened to forever ago. It took me forever to find it, but it's called The Art of Growth Enneagram Panels. It's so interesting. They have podcasts where they interview an entire panel of one number. So, for example, for V and for Taryn, you guys can listen to Enneagram podcasts on this specific podcast where they interview a whole panel of twos and they ask them questions. Mm-hmm. I was mesmerized by my Table 9 panel podcast because they were asking them a bunch of questions and everyone's was very similar but also different because everyone's different. But all these underlying things that resonated so well with me, it was so interesting hearing like five different, very different people, like men, women, older, younger, all talk about the same struggle. So I feel like actually both of you would really love listening to it. So again, if you haven't heard it, it's The Art of Growth Enneagram Panels, and this is with Joel Hubbard and Jim Zartman. Since you're in college, you're obviously younger. These guys are a little older, but I really loved the podcast, so I feel like you would like it too. And I feel like it would help you a lot just to hear other people's perspectives on the same struggle.
Oh, totally. I think, you should definitely research more stuff about being a two because it's a difficult process to like feel like, well, am I being genuine? Like, do I only love on people for my, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. a hard thing to navigate through, but I think like with anything, and we talk about this all the time, like I think we all just need to be a little easier on ourselves and take a step back and like, you know, I'm an outside perspective. So I hear you saying like, I'm nice to these people because I feel like I have to. And immediately I'm like, no, that's just a sign that you're a good person.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly what
so
that is.
So I think sometimes we build up these things and these criticisms towards ourselves that really like we just need to like take a step back and be nice to ourselves and be like, no, like I'm going to own the fact that like I do have this natural like instinct to be nice and that instead of being something where I'm always questioning why, I'm just going to be like, hey, like I'm going to step into that, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I feel you, girl.
And I feel like if that's already in you and you choose to step into that, like lean into that desire to give and love on people, like I feel like you would thrive.
Oh, the world needs it. Let me tell you.
Yeah. And I feel like everyone around you would just like, I don't know, like,
want to
come
be a part
to
of
you.
It.
Yeah, they would want to be a part of it. So do it. Do you, V.
Dang. Do you, V.
Do you, V. I'm so excited for your year. Thank you for opening up and telling us about your whole story. I really loved listening to it. Also, you should maybe go into writing.
Yeah.
I thought you worded that very well. It's just a side note.
Ashley's a big fan, big fan.
Big fan.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And my story actually says insert title here, so we can.
Oh,
we haven't done that yet.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. So you should take notes while we're talking and see if you want to like. You and your ASMR, I can't. And then we can,
I'm ready.
Figure it out. Well, we're gonna take a break, so chill.
Oh.
And we'll be back. Okay.
I just want to say I'm very excited that I went
first.
Wait,
are we starting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hi. Hello. I wasn't ready.
I looked right at you, leaned into the mic, and started talking.
But you just talk so casually. Sometimes when you start, I don't know we're starting. I think we're just talking. Does that make sense?
Just trying to be myself on the podcast. That's
all. Don't you sass me. That was so sassy. I'm actually really proud of you. Good job. I try to spread sass. So this little nugget over here.
Nugget.
Okay, we're back. Wait, what were you saying?
What?
What were you saying?
About what?
Before I said, wait, are we starting? You said I'm proud or something?
Oh, I just thought I would share before. All I wanted say was that I'm excited that my part's over because I haven't gone first in a long time and I get to just sit back, relax, and listen. Yeah. But then you called me out and my brain's all frazzled.
I'm so sorry. I'll never call you out again.
You do it all the time.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say to that. So, okay. What are we doing? Here we go. Okay. This is a story. Actually, okay. So this is a story I was excited to talk about because I feel like we've been talking about this a lot lately and we've had friends dealing with the same thing.
I love
and
when that
happens.
And
basically, I feel like the story is boiling down to
The
art of how to tell if someone's into you or not. You know what I mean?
This is good. This is good. This needs to be discussed.
And the movie that changed my life was He's Just Not That Into You.
It's not.
He's not. But
it's a good movie.
Oh my gosh. I remember
seen that
sitting
movie. Go watch it.
And him saying, which we'll get to, but him when he's like, if a guy wants to text you, he'll text you. Or if a guy wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you. And he's like, and she's like, but what if? And he's like, no, like it's that
end
simple.
Of discussion.
Yeah, and I remember sitting there and being like mind blown, but at the same time, like, like crying because I was just like,
you think of all the guys that haven't texted you and you're like, well,
and that
damn.
You're just like, you're holding on to this, like, I think women especially, we have this ability to like find like silver linings in anything.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely anything.
I can find a positive note in like the meanest text.
Oh girl.
And I'll just be like, but you know what, like I feel like he's really going through this situation, like maybe I should give him some time. And then I just want to like,
it's like, I hate
myself.
You And you're like, oh, but he didn't use punctuation. So, like, he's still thinking. He still is, like,
he's
wanting.
Still thinking.
He wasn't done. He got distracted and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay.
God,
anyways.
That's terrible.
Let's get into this.
Let's. I'm so excited.
Hey. Oh. Wait, what?
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Dear Ashley and Taryn. Hey, girls.
Hey.
I cannot. She said,
I'm done.
You
That's
good?
It. Yeah, I'm
okay.
good. Continue.
I've emailed y'all before, but I have a new story, which I'm so sorry if we haven't read your email. You know what? Like we've mentioned before, you know, it was so funny when we started this. We were like, Ash, we have 10 emails. And now I'm like, oh my God.
There's so many.
There's so many.
I feel like I want to take a Xanax every time I open it. I'm just like, oh,
it's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. She said, I have a new story and I could really use your advice. So the other day I was at the gym. I had just gone running and then I started working out. Which when I run, I feel like that's a workout.
That's enough.
In itself. I'm like, I even got into the gym. I'm good. But good for you. I went to a couple different machines and each time after I had been sitting for about a minute, this guy came and worked out at the next one to me, which, by the way, I'm so fascinated by, like, gym etiquette, gym flirting etiquette. Like, what's a way you flirt at the gym? What's a way you flirt, like, in the car? What's
eye contact,
you know what I mean?
Is a big thing at the gym. Because you don't want to, like, be that, from what I understand, I'm not a guy, but
you're
the guys
not?
I've talked to, they don't want to be that guy that like comes up and talks to the girl at the gym because that's kind of like weird.
Well,
so
and everyone has
like,
headphones on.
You know, eye contact and then
doing so like
thing.
If a guy looked at me and started talking, I'd be like, hold on, Chris Brown's too loud in my ear.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't
what?
Talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Okay. He was really cute and looked to be about my age. Mm-hmm. So I looked at him and said, hey, working out for football? Which I was like, dang, girl.
Get it. Wow.
Get it. Okay. He laughed and told me that he actually played baseball, which hot.
Which?
Hot. Any sport. Hot. Okay. To that I said, oh, well, everyone knows baseball boys are better anyways. After that, we talked for about 15 minutes before I had to leave, which your flirting is on point.
Yeah, good
I wish
job.
I could open my mouth and just say anything normal. So good for you. Good for you. Good for you. To that I said, oh.
Taryn's over here taking notes.
I know. I'm like, hey, are you working out for football? Like practicing?
Are you working out for football?
He's going to be like, what? I'm 40. I'm be like, oh. Are you
40.
Are you in a league?
Oh, 40.
I don't. Touch football? Oh. Okay. before I had to leave, there was lots of mutual flirting. I offered to work out with him next time he came up, and he said that would be great. Then I said I'd need a ride, and he said, smooth as ever, well, I have a car. I'm feeling this vibe.
Wow, they have yeah. Gone.
Yeah. That night, we texted for about 3 hours, and the flirting definitely continued. He kept saying he was so glad I came up to him and stuff like that, and I asked if he wanted to hang out again, and he said, sure. I also found out he played travel baseball with my brother and several other guys from my school a while ago.
Oh, wow.
And my dad knew his parents.
Whoa, weird
crazy
connections.
I know. The next day, and see me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, all these connections, this is my future husband.
We're gonna get married.
Me. I've convinced myself I'm gonna marry like at least 57 people yeah. as of now.
Yeah.
And I'm still single. Okay. Yep. So the next day we were going to meet up, but the timing wasn't right. We still texted some, but only about half as much as the day before. The mm-hmm. third day, we only texted for about 30 minutes. Don't like this trajectory. Mm. We were playing truth or truth, truth or dare, but without the dare as an option. And I asked him something. He answered, and then I texted saying, okay, now it's your turn to ask me something, and he never answered.
Interesting.
I'm going to get real triggered by this whole conversation, but it's fine. I'm okay mm-hmm. as of now.
Mm-hmm.
This was my first real experience flirting with a boy and him flirting back. I don't know why I thought a cute, which, okay, this sense, I got mad at you. I'm going to be honest. Her name's Ashley. She hasn't said it yet, but I got mad at her for this because she said,
Ash.
She said, I don't know why I thought a cute, smart boy like him would be interested in me.
Shaking my head over here.
You know what? You're not shaking your head. Why would
I'm
you
shaking
say
my head over here?
Why would you say I'm shaking my head?
I was in my head.
I hope you were cut right into her face, Mark, on that shot. Okay. I don't like that sentence at all.
No, that's terrible.
Because I know, like, I don't know what you look like, but it doesn't matter. Everybody mm-hmm. is beautiful. Like, everybody is just the way that they should be, and everybody is beauty, and I can't. And I get it because I've fallen victim to that too of thinking like, yeah, like he was ever going to talk to me. But I don't care. Like even Chris Brown or okay,
of
everyone,
course,
gets so, everyone gets
Brown
so freaking heated
example.
When I say like Chris Brown. So, we'll, okay. Charlie Hunnam, Liam Hemsworth.
What did I say is Hemsworth?
freaking any famous person. Like, it's so hard to think. Like, you always put people in, like, different categories than you.
You do.
But
yeah.
In reality, like, I should have enough confidence and love for myself to be like, they would be lucky to have me because
they
I
would.
Know, like, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
But I think we so often fall into these things where it's like, we put these people on pedestals and then we're like, oh, like, of course they wouldn't like me. And that's so unhealthy. Like, mm-hmm. we need to know our worth mm-hmm. and know who we are and not shy away from that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to just stop there. I'm getting heated. Okay. What I want to know is why a boy I knew for all of 3 days has me feeling so sad and embarrassed. Any suggestions on how to get over it? Thank y'all so much for everything. I love when everyone says y'all. I'm like, where are you from? I want a cowboy. Your podcast is amazing. I wish you both the best in life, and I hope you know how much you are helping people. And then she put screenshots of the text so I could see like their conversation. Oh. She's so cute. But yeah, so it's this whole, okay. So it's this whole area.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like we could talk about forever.
Oh,
because,
hours.
And first of all, I totally feel, there's so many times where I've like DM'd someone, a total stranger, right? And then they write back and we interact back and forth maybe like 5 times. And then they stop responding and I'm like heartbroken. And I always am like, why? Like, I don't even know this person. And so I totally can relate to her. But I think what it is it's not that person. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's I think, especially if you've been single and you have a desire to connect to someone in that way, when you start to have a conversation, I think inside of you, that piece becomes like ignited.
Yeah.
And you're like excited and those possibilities and that kind of fluttering feeling of like, oh my gosh, could this be something? It opens up. So then when it's nothing, like, it's too late. You've already, yeah, like, opened that.
You got excited.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with, like, that person necessarily, but it's just, like, those feelings coming to life. You know what I mean?
Dude, ghosting sucks. Ghosting sucks. I've dealt with it recently. I've had friends that have dealt with it recently. It's such a cowardly millennial
thing.
But I mean, I understand, like, it's social media, and we've all lost this, like, politeness that comes with talking to someone face to face. But yeah, you don't have to just stop.
Yeah.
You don't have to just stop. All but you gotta do, like, you just politely bow out, you know? You just gotta,
yeah,
the conversation slows down, and then you're just like, cool. One word answers say a lot, you know, and it's just like, okay, this is coming to an end.
So this is a topic I want to open up.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the question is, like, I wonder how much of ghosting comes from the fact that, like, even when guys start to give those short responses that we should catch the hint on, because we get excited and we try to just hope, like, oh, well, maybe they're busy, or guys are such bad communicators. Which is so annoying.
Yeah. Everyone's busy and they're bad communicators.
So, like, do we, as hopeful romantics, and this can be guys or girls, basically, do we, as the people who are, like, hopeful, do we, like, create a scenario? Do we the people?
I love that. That was great.
I'm just creating a movement. Is it because we linger on these statements where they're trying to politely be like, I'm not interested, that it causes them to just shut it off? Or is it just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, okay, here's what I think. I think we, the people being the hopeful people, are the romantic, like, the, like, hopeless romantic in that situation. Maybe not all the time, but, like, in that situation.
Well, we're the interested party.
You're the one that's interested, and the other person is, like, trying to see if they're interested or not.
Yeah.
I think the hard thing when you're in your feelings like that is that, and the older I get, the more, like, real this is, that a lot of dating, especially very, like, beginning stages of just chatting online or just texting, it's not as personal as we make it to be. So, like, if I'm texting someone online and I'm very interested and I'm getting, like, involved and excited and stuff like that, it's still like we just met. So this whole period of, like, this could definitely not work out. And I think us, as being the hopeful, interested people, really need to realize that.
No. Yeah, I totally agree.
I think that from what I've learned in the past is I would, oh my God, he responded. Oh my God, we're talking. Oh my God, he likes me. Like, it's this immediate flow and I need to calm down. Yeah. Like, I've learned that that's me myself. I let myself get to that state way too fast.
Yeah.
And that's not good for me. And that's not fair to the guy, because I'm going to start hating the guy when he stops talking to me, when he's just realizing that we're not a good match.
Yeah.
And not always. And I definitely think ghosting is a cowardly, sucky way to end a conversation.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that I've learned for myself, and I think a lot of people like me do this, is where we just get way too excited way too fast, and we need to, like, reel it back in and be like, we still don't know each other. And if someone ends it in that way,
yeah,
it sucks. But it's also just like, well, it wasn't meant to happen.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're already invested.
Oh, totally. And I think because, like, in the beginnings, it's always kind of flirty, right? Because you're like,
so
you don't
flirty.
Exactly,
so
you don't know each
flirt.
Other. So you're kind of, like, going back and forth. So you're kind of like, oh, he's interested. Mm-hmm. And then, but then there's always that shift. And that's where it's like, sometimes I think it's a lot more simple. Mm-hmm. Then we, like, let it be. And I know I'm guilty of it, because I'm the type of person, like, I meet you and I already will, like, tell you my whole life story, because I'm just like, I love people and I love, like, interacting with people. And so the second, like, I start a conversation, like, I'm all in it. Mm-hmm. And then when people are, like, not responding, then I'm like, oh, or if they're, like, quiet, I'm like, oh, I'll carry it, because, like, I don't mind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a very interesting topic. So,
so interesting.
I reached out to some boys.
Just now?
Like, a little bit before. just to like, because this is specifically her and he's not responding and she's like, what's going on?
Okay.
So first I texted my brother, Brett. And I was like, okay, for the podcast, hurry.
Hurry.
Yeah. I was like, when you don't respond to girls, that like to a girl's text, is that because you're not into her? And does it help if she reaches back out? Because I feel like that's like the, we're trying to figure out.
Yes. Yeah.
So he says, I feel like if you're really into her, you'd probably respond, which is,
yeah,
he's not just that into, or he's, what's that movie called? I just said it. He's just not that into you.
Just not that into you.
Again, that whole thing. And then, and at the beginning of relationships or beginning of like sparks, like you can't, like all you want to do is talk to that person because you're so excited. So it makes sense. But we, again, we come up with excuses in our minds. And he said, reaching back out eliminates the possibility that they were just busy or forgot. If it still gets no response, then they're probably just not into it. But like I said, if they're really into it, they wouldn't miss a chance to talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone I talk to, I mean, if you like someone, it's usually pretty clear.
Yeah.
You want to make it clear.
Oh, totally.
Especially if it's just chatting online or texting. Like, if you are interested in that person, then, like, you want to make it clear that you are so that they eventually give you their number or agree to, like, go out or something like that.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Ignoring is...
It's pretty clear. Yeah, it's like clear. It's its own answer.
It's a pretty clear sign. Yeah. It might be a no.
So then I texted Ryan. And I love getting my brother's advice because they both in my... Like, they're not good communicators necessarily. Like, they'll leave me on read all the time and like I'll be like, why don't you call me, why don't we, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I mean, I've definitely messaged both of them and they don't respond. Not respond. Yeah, so
they're the worst at that. Sometimes again, they're my best friends, I love them, hi. Shout out. But I like to get their opinion because they're not necessarily guys that I think are good at it.
Yeah,
but they're both in very like committed relationships.
Yeah.
So I asked Ryan. He said, yeah, it's because you're not into her.
Dot, dot, dot. I can hear him. Their personalities
are so,
obviously you guys don't know them, but their personalities are so relevant in how they respond to that text.
Totally. And then he wrote back and he said, if you're truly into her, you'll reach out again at some point, even if you forgot to respond to a certain text.
Yeah.
So I was like, dang. And then to get just another perspective, I reached out to my friend Rob. Who, by the way, I used to be like in love with. And just recently, he admitted he had a crush on me too. And I was very upset.
But win-win, he liked you back.
Yeah, obviously it didn't go anywhere. So Rob, thanks for ruining my life. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're homies now. But I asked him and he said, was like, not necessarily. Sometimes it's more about the chase. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. But. Yeah. Then he goes on to say, at the end, he was like, at the end of the day, whether people want to admit it or not, it's fun to play the game. He said, but I admit to a certain extent, you get over the back and forth. But as a guy, if I like someone, I won't hesitate to ask them to hang out. And so then I was like, okay, so at what point should a girl get the hint if you're not interested or if you don't respond? And he was like, good question. I feel like if a guy doesn't keep the conversation going and you text him one more time asking to hang out or just to chat and don't get a response, then maybe like that's your final thing. So with Bo and Brett even said that too, like reaching out one more time just to be like, hey, just like check in. But if they still are not like continuing the conversation, that's usually a hint. And then he was saying, like, everyone complains about the fact that, like, people don't text back when the fact of the matter is someone has to keep the conversation going. So saying, like, whether it's the guy or the girl, someone needs to text. And he's like, it's all about they should text me first and stuff. But if you want to be with someone bad enough, you'll just bite the bullet and shoot your shot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyways, so it just was interesting hearing, like, basically, like I said, it's so simple. But we try to, like, make excuses and, like, try to make something happen, you know?
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Super interesting. Mark, you ready? I warned you.
Oh.
Mark?
Called. You want my input?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're into the person, you reply.
Do you reply?
That's why I love Mark. He's so just, like.
And if there's an extenuating circumstance.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Okay, like, that's a good point.
Like life does happen. Shit yeah. does happen. And sometimes you don't respond, or you do yeah. mess up and you just
if you didn't
forget.
Hear what he said, no, if you like the person, you respond.
Yeah.
And he was saying if there was like something that had happened, then if that person reached out and you responded, you would explain like, oh, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't respond because ABC. Yeah. Right. Did I do you justice? Perfect. Exactly. I speak Mark now. Yeah. So anyways, I think this is a good thing because I think it's a good thing for people to remember. Like, I think to a certain extent in the beginning, it's okay to like give it another shot. But at the end of the day, like sometimes it's just not there. And I'm so sad, you guys, because, you know, we need to be open and honest with you guys, too. I totally reached out to two guys that ghosted me.
Dang.
Dude, but I also, it was kind of my fault because I literally did it like 10 minutes before we started recording. So I should have given more time. So if they do respond, maybe I'll say it in the next
maybe
episode.
We'll do a follow up on it.
But I did reach out and was just like, hey, like doing an episode on my podcast, like about how to tell when a guy's not interested. Like you obviously aren't, which is cool, which is totally fine. But like, you know, like what, at what point should a girl get it? Like, cause then it's like, then you have Instagram etiquette. Like if they're just liking everything you said, but not responding, right. Or maybe they respond, but don't ask you any questions.
That's
back.
True. There is like texting etiquette, Instagram mm-hmm. etiquette, like dating app etiquette. Yep. There's things that, yeah.
Yeah.
You do to be nice.
Yeah.
Well, especially with Instagram. Cause it's like, you can, sometimes people have it on like scene. Left on scene, so you don't want to leave it on scene because then you're a douchebag. So
yeah,
it's like I
nice.
Have to like it.
Yeah. You like
know?
It. Yeah, it's a hard thing. But Ashley, all this to say, not you, Ashley, writer Ashley.
There's so many Ashleys. Out
there's
there.
A lot of Ashley. She's EIGH though.
Oh, Ashley.
Ashley.
Hello,
Sly girl. All this to say, he obviously like for whatever reason, and you never know. Like sometimes, like. They might have just started talking to another person and that relationship took off. Like, you don't know what's going on, or you might just not be their type. And we've talked about this before. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, think about every guy that has wanted something with you. Sometimes you're just not into them. That doesn't have anything to do with them. It just means that their person is someone else, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's okay to, like, be sad about it because – I think that just kind of tells you that like you're excited about it and maybe like that's something you're desiring. So I would, yeah, just keep moving forward. His loss.
Yeah.
And you'll find someone who like is pursuing you and is like so excited to text you. And then this guy will be a literal distant memory.
Yeah. And if he's interested, he's going to text you.
He's going to reach back out.
The moral of the story.
Moral of the story.
In summation.
He's just not that into you because it is truth.
It is truth.
And I'm not going to respond anymore. I'm going to leave all of you, all of my DM relationships.
I love it. It's like all of you.
All of my DM relationships, which I'm in multiple. I'm over it. I'm over all of you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And if something did happen, then they're gonna reach back out. Is the other?
I flip flop so easily. I'll be like, oh, I hate this guy. Remember? I think we did. Oh, there was like this one guy. It was like a messy situation, but we had been like talking, uh-huh. and I was like telling Ashley, like, I'm done. Like that's it. He's so dumb. Like he like blah 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 blah, like whining about it. And then like a week later, he texted me and was like, hey, like how are you? Like how have you been? We should hang out. And I was like, Ashley.
All of a sudden, it's like a high-pitched squeal. I'm just like,
no.
Oh, God.
I'm annoying.
Oh,
anyways.
God.
Anyways, someday your prince will come.
Someday your prince will come. I told you I'm a big Disney fan.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
My falsetto.
Falsetto.
guys, a huge, exciting announcement.
Wait, did you do a title? Wait.
What? Oh.
You were supposed to title it.
You're right.
I'm so sorry. What were you going to announce?
<That's> nothing.
What?
Let me just, wow. I don't know where to go.
I caught her too far off guard, like too far. It went too far.
It's like I was sprinting and she just threw a wall at me. I can't come back.
I keep refreshing.
I don't even know, should I like start with the first one or should I continue with what I was saying? Stop, Ashley.
I keep refreshing. Did you call me
Ashley?
What an honor.
There's two. There's
Karen. Anyways, get going.
I quit. Oh my God.
Title.
Okay. Part of me just wants to be like, he's just not that into you has become my life. Like, my life is the movie. He's just not that into you. I think that's really funny. And that's what I would title it. I'm still trying to shake that.
You got so flustered.
Because I was so far gone. Like, that's the worst time.
It's so funny, the difference in our personality, because you bulldoze me all the time. And you'll hear me. I'll be like, oh my gosh. And that. And then I just let you go and then I'll like continue. But if I bulldoze you, you're like, where am I? What do I do?
Oh my God. That was a big bulldoze though.
Sorry. I didn't want you to move on and then escape.
That's
back.
My title. What would you title it?
Oh, I don't know. I was letting you do it.
I thought it said both of us title.
I don't know.
Anyways, that's what I would title it.
Workout romance. Getting swole, getting ignored.
Getting swole.
I don't know. Continue. What were you going to say? What's our big announcement?
Shoot. Well, guys, I just really want to say that October is coming up and we're very excited because we want to be doing a whole themed October series where all the stories you submit are scary ones. Now, this could be like funny scary. This could be something you've gone through. This could be something that your friend went through and you're just wanting advice or you just want to share the story. We just wanted to do a whole like spooky edition. So, if you have a spooky edition story that you would like to submit, DM us, email us, and for all of those options, please caption them for the scary story edition or for the October edition, something really clear so that we know that it's a scary story for October.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
Oh my God. We're very sagging.
I'm so tired.
I know you are. I'll end it. Woo! We're so excited for these October stories.
We're pumped.
As always,
we're pumped.
Please, wherever you're listening to us, take a moment. Give us the 5 stars.
Rate, share.
Rate, review.
Subscribe,
share. All the things so that we continue to grow. Mm-hmm. We want our baby to keep growing.
Our baby. We have a swipe up now.
We got a swipe up. We got
swipe up.
All the things.
We're cool now.
Actually a lot of fun, exciting things coming up that we are excited to share with you guys.
Very.
And that's it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you for listening to us.
Putting up with us. I feel like I was a mess today. I apologize for that.
Ghost people.
Yeah.
Be straightforward. And if he doesn't respond, he's not worth your time. Tell boy bye or girl bye. And that's it. That's all I got for you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Ash. Try again. What? Try again. Be more like excited.
Come on. I was trying to say okay,
like,
bye
oh my
with
gosh,
you.
We love you, bye.
I looked right at you and I, was,
we
I thought
you,
we
bye.
Would say it together.
Okay,
we love you.
Okay, bye. You just said look at me and said okay, bye. And then you said something else.
I said okay, we love you,
what
bye.
What are you saying? Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, bye. Bye.